USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in the story of some Americans who were ambushed by drug cartel members south of the border earlier this week. The man who was detained by Mexican authorities in connection with the murders of those 9 American women and children is no longer considered a suspect. Ruth Warner is a relative of the victims who were members of a fundamentalist Mormon community.
I heard about what was going on with my brother and his family and my cousins, and I literally couldn't breathe. I was so devastated for them and for what they're going through.
Again, prosecutors now say the man they had initially arrested was not part of the ambush of those victims. The federal government's expected to ban flavored vape products soon, perhaps before today is over. The move coming as more than 1,600 people have contracted lung illnesses linked to vaping, and more than 30 of them have died. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.